Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
19-year-old Gillette woman killed in early morning crash on I-90 over holiday weekend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 19-year-old Gillette woman was killed in a single-vehicle crash early Friday morning on Interstate 90, according to Police Deputy Chief Brett Wasson. Wasson said the crash occurred at 2:47 a.m. on July 4th near mile marker 125.5 between the west and central exits. Gillette Police and the Wyoming Highway Patrol responded to the scene. When officers arrived, they found the woman, who was identified as Destiny H. Kirsch, had been ejected from a 2005 Cadillac and was pronounced deceased at the scene. Police say she was a passenger in the vehicle. A 16-year-old male, also from Gillette, was identified as the driver. He was transported to Campbell County Health for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. Wyoming Highway Patrol listed speed as a potential cause of the crash. The woman was also reported as not wearing her seatbelt. The accident is still under investigation, and no further details have been released at this time. Gillette City Council honors long-serving board members for years of service. As the Gillette City Council welcomed new board appointees last week, they also took time to honor two long-serving community members whose terms have come to an end. The Gillette News Record reported Robert Henning was recognized for his service on the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission, where he's been a member since its inception in 2015. Mary Kelly, speaking on behalf of the commission, praised Henning's deep knowledge of local history and the National Historic Register. She said, "Robert's our go-to guy. He's shown a lot of dedication, and we're going to miss him." Also honored was Angie Clam, who served on the Parks and Beautification Board since 2019. Board Chair Wes Johnson thanked Clam for her passion and involvement in numerous city programs, including the Adopt-A-Planner program, Beautification Awards, and 4th of July events. He also commended her work with International Pathfinder Camporee service projects. Both were presented with plaques recognizing their commitment to improving Gillette. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.